You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a look at the matchup between the North College Defenders and the Concordia Men. Concordia Men became the sixth GPAC team to reach the 21 Plateau with a 90-69 win over Hastings on Wednesday. Bulldogs have won 9 of their last 10. They knocked off Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace last Sunday, one day after dropping a 9-point game at Briar Cliff. Ben Limbach's team is averaging 88.3 points per game and allows 78.4 points per outing. Bulldogs average 37.6 rebounds per game while allowing opponents to grab 31.4. Concordia's shooting percentage is the most gaudy of their stats. They convert 52.8% of their field goals and allow 45.7% success. Chandler Folkert scores 18.4 points per game and converts nearly 70% of his field goal attempts and 78% of his free throws while raking down 8.1 rebounds per game. Eli Ziegler adds 16.7 points per game and is second on the team with 111 assists. He leads the team with 30 steals. Tanner Shuck and Chris Johnstone average 10.1 and 10.0 points per game, respectively. Seth Curran adds 8.2 points per game with 115 assists. Shuck is among the NAI's leaders in three-point shooting percentage with 47.3% success. The defender men are led by Alec Henriksen's 15.9 points per game. He's handed out 67 assists. He's converting 43% of his three-point shots. Marcus Winterfeld converts 11.6 points per game. He's shooting 50% from the field and leads the team with 6.2 rebounds per game. Andrew O'Donnell and Alex Herbster score 9.7 and 9.4 points per game, respectively. O'Donnell leads the team with 96 assists. He has taken down 5.1 rebounds per game. Terpstra has converted a team-high 71 three-point baskets and is converting 37% of his long shots. Taylor Feenstra adds 8.2 points per game. The Bulldogs defeated Dort College in the first meeting of these two teams, 100-91, back on January 6. Ziegler had 27 points. Folkert's had 18 points and 10 rebounds. Dort College was topped by O'Donnell's 19, and Winterfeld scored 15 with Van Lingen chipping in with 14 points. Dort was out-rebounded 34-33 and committed 16 turnovers to 19 for the Bulldogs. Most recent outing for Concordia, they were up 41-31 over Hastings at halftime and then rolled to a 90-69 win over the Broncos, converting 61% of their shots. Shuck scored 21 points. Curran added 14. Folkert's had 10 points and 11 rebounds with 3 blocked shots. Dort College survived their game with Mount Marty on Wednesday night, 90-86. They trailed by 5 at halftime. Marcus Winterfeld led the defenders with 19 points and 7 rebounds. Chandler Brunsting added 16 and had 7 rebounds with 5 assists. Henriksen and O'Donnell each had 14 points. O'Donnell had 4 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to the Walls Arena on the campus of Concordia University. In Seward, Nebraska, the Dort College Defenders in their road blacks with yellow numbers trimmed out in white. And the Concordia Bulldogs in their whites with blue numbers trimmed out in black. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. What a long, strange trip it has been this 2016-17 basketball season, and it's not going to be done yet for the Defenders. After today, they will be playing again on Wednesday evening. We already know the outcome or what awaits the Dort College Defenders, win or lose after today. They will be on the road to Sioux City to take on the Briar Cliff Chargers Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Newman Flanagan Center. So it'll be 8-1, but the Dort College Defenders, a dangerous team. Just that the margin for error for them, as we've talked about the last 3 or 4 weeks, because of where they are at personnel-wise and position-wise, margin for error is very slim, so they will need their best effort in any game that they play from here on out, today included, taking on a Concordia team that has 20 wins and one of six GPAC teams with 20 victories already this year. And hard to believe that six teams were able to make it through the meat grinder that is the GPAC's men's schedule. The women's schedule equally difficult. But the men's team's able to piece together six 20-win figures in their standings. Concordia, in my opinion, as talented as any team in the conference. They've got the veteran leadership. Just didn't start the season well. They have rebounded, though, well, and they've gone 9-1 over the last 10 games. Starting lineup for Dort College, Andrew O'Donnell, 6'3 junior, Sioux Center, Iowa, 9.7 points per game. Alec Henriksen, 6'2 sophomore from Spear Lake, averaging 15.9 points per contest. Marcus Winterfeld, 6'5 freshman, Sioux Center, Iowa, 11.6 points per game. Where's number 4? Number 11, Chandler Brunsting, 6'1 freshman from Hull, averaging 3.9 points per game, coming off a career-high 16 points against Mount Marty. And Taylor Feenster is a 6'7 junior from Hall, averaging 8.2 points per game. He wears number 45. For the Bulldogs, it'll be number 5, Eli Ziegler, 6-foot senior, Littleton, Colorado, 16.7 points per game, dangerous 3-point shooter. Number 11, Seth Curran, a 6'1 senior from Omaha, averaging 8.2 points per game. Tanner Shuck, 6'4 freshman, Grand Island, Nebraska, 10.1 points per game. Chandler Folkerts, the man in the middle for the Bulldogs, 6'8 senior, Milford, Nebraska, 18.7 points per game. And Justin Dammy draws the starting nod on senior day, 6'10 senior from Cook, Nebraska, averaging 6.1 points per contest. We are underway. Concordia controls the opening tap. With the basketball out front is Seth Curran. They pass it down low to Dammy. Dammy with a left hand up and good. So Dammy, they isolate him against Winterfeld down low, and Winterfeld giving away about 6 inches. Dammy makes it 2-0. Back the other way, though, and Winterfeld knocks down a 3 as he stretches the floor, and the Dort College defenders lead it 3-2 after the 3-point basket by Marcus Winterfeld. Concordia basketball pass into the lane, taken by Folkerts. Folkerts, easy bucket, too easy, and the defenders trail 4-3. O'Donnell, left side, it goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it down low with the basketball. Is Feenstra. Feenstra hook shot in the lane. Good. Well, so far, the offense is ruling. 4 possessions and 4 scores. Concordia basketball. Concordia has it on the offensive end. Pass, cross court, taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Foot race the other way. O'Donnell driving in. Throws it off of the glass. A lot of contact. No call made. And here come the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia with the basketball across the timeline. Seth Curran. Curran in between the circles out front. Seth has the basketball, driving left side. Nothing there. Looking for the pick and roll. Spins it outside instead over to Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball. Folkerts gives it up to Tanner Shuck. Shuck. Now they go down low to Dammy, and Dammy is fouled on the play. Chandler Folkerts, it appears to me, very conscious of trying to get Dammy involved in the contest. And Justin Dammy, a 6'10 senior from Cook, Nebraska, averaging 6.1 points per game, will shoot 2 free throws here. The left-hander's first free throw off the mark, no good. And another free throw on the way for Dammy. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Service featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Dami's first free throw, no good. Second one was good, and we're tied 5-5. 18:15 remaining here in the first half. Left side it goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld out front goes to Henriksen. Henriksen at the free throw line back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Brunsting comes right side over to Henriksen. 12 to shoot. Henriksen looking down low. Alec puts it on the floor. The leaner from 10, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Seth Curran. Curran with the basketball. That was a long possession for the defenders. Shot clock does not get below 12 very often for the defenders any longer. Layup with the left hand by Eli Ziegler is up and down, and the Bulldogs lead 7-5. Bulldogs have yet to have an empty possession. Dort College had one moments ago. With it out front, they go right side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it down low to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen. Feenstra. Feenstra against Folkerts, and Feenstra with a spin move gets the shot to go. He's got 4, and we're tied at 7. Concordia basketball, Seth Curran. Curran driving right side. Feenstra jams the screen, steal by O'Donnell. O'Donnell able to jump the passing lane And O'Donnell puts the shot up with the right hand from the left side. No good. And it catches between the metal and the glass and sticks. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass over the top, Henriksen. Henriksen lets fly with a three. Bang! Three-point bucket, Alec Henriksen, as he lets it go from long range. And the Dort College defenders lead at 10-7. Left side pass, Concordia. Chris Johnstone checked in for Dommy moments ago. Johnstone passes left side. And we've got a hold called on the defenders and Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Marcus Winterf, Dort College will not guard the inbounds play. Folkert's in traffic. His shot no good. Bodies hit the floor. Rebound cleared by Concordia Bulldog basketball. Left side it goes Ziegler. Ziegler on the wing. Over the top, Curran. Curran feeds it down low to Folkerts, and we've got another foul called, and if that one is on Van Langen, that's number two on him. That's going to mess with the Dort College substitution pattern, and Dort College is going to respond by putting Zach Bussard on the floor. So Bussard checks into the ball game, and he will have to match wits with Folkerts. Out front with the basketball is Curran. Curran down to the baseline, and Bussard is going to be called for jamming the screen. And Bussard. A foul, and that is the third foul against the Dort College post players already. Bussard is a freshman from Papillion, Nebraska. Johnstone into the lane. His floater shot no good. Rebound cleared by Buss. Bussard comes away with it. Gets it up. To O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Gives it up Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen to Johnstone. To Brunsting. Guarded by Johnstone. Brunsting tries to get it underneath to Bussard. And it's taken away by Concordia. Shot passes right side Johnstone. Johnstone comes back left side. With it is Curran. Curran in between the circles. Pass goes left side. This is Ziegler. Ziegler, Folkerts. Folkerts fires it back outside. Driving in. Off-balance shot is good for Curran. Curran with a two-point basket. It's 10-9. Dort College in front by a point. 15:30 remaining in this first half. And we've got a foul called on Concordia and Seth Curran. Curran whistled for the personal foul. Well, this team really has become Alec Henriksen's team due to injuries and another player leaving the team. This is not the team that the Dort College defenders had in preseason camp, but this has definitely become Alec Henriksen's team. Zach Bussard with a putback of a missed shot. It's 12-9. Dort College up by three. Concordia basketball. Bulldogs have it. Seth Curran. Curran gets the return pass out front. Curran with the basketball. Passes it down low. Kick out pass Folkerts. Folkerts at the free throw line. He gives it up to Clay Reimers. And Reimers misses the shot. It's cleared by Dort College and Terpstra. Alex Terpstra with it. Left side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld long three. Bombs away. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders lead at 15-9. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Concordia trailing 15-12, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Looks like Buss might have gotten called for one. Yep, he did. That is going to be an issue before this one's all done. Bussard, the second player for Dort College, picking up their second foul. Both of them post players, so that brings Taylor Feenster back into the ballgame, and Taylor prone to foul trouble as well, but he made it through his first rotation without picking up a personal foul. Answering with a three, no good. Rebound cleared by Ross Cooper. Cooper gets it away over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at it on the left wing. He picks up his dribble, gets it away to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra with it, and we've got a foul called on the Bulldogs and Jake Hornick. Double-checking my scoring. That was Hornick who hit a three-point basket moments ago to make the score 15-12. York College inbounding the basketball after the foul call. Ross Cooper gets the ball inbounded to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen over to Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen down low to Feenstra. Feenstra working against Dommy. Shot by Feenstra up and good. He's got six. Baby hook by Feenstra. Haven't seen that move from him for a while. Nice to see him diversifying his offensive game with that baby hook. Over the top of the 6'10", Dommy. Pass goes down low to Dommy. Dort College brings the double team. Kick it down low. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cooper. Cooper with the basketball back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and O'Donnell stumbles and misses the shot. Looks like he might have tweaked his ankle. Coming back the other way with it on the left side is Kyle Pierce. Let's see if O'Donnell's able to run it off. O'Donnell that time, nope, there's something not right. Twisted that left ankle. And Coach Ross Dahmel wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And let's see if O'Donnell stays in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Cooper gives it over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball in between the circles out front. Pass goes right side, Feenstra. Dort College leading 17-14 after the timeout. Out front it goes Terpstra. Terpstra hesitates down to the baseline, 10 seconds to shoot. Terpstra feeds it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, 5 seconds. Now four. Feenster tries to cross him over, shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Concordia and Kyle Pierce. Kyle Pierce gets it right side back over to Seth Curran. Curran with the basketball, they feed it down low. This is Dommy. Dommy with the basketball. Dommy with it. He forces his way into the lane, and his shot is good. Dommy with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is down to one, 17-16. Shot in the lane by Henriksen, no good, left it short, rebound cleared, and Ziegler comes up with it. 12 minutes remaining, first half. Concordia basketball, left side, this is Kyle Pierce. Pierce with the basketball, gives it up to Hornick, back over to Pierce, Pierce three, good. Kyle Pierce with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail at 19-17. You cannot allow this team to get rolling. They will score points, and they will score points in bunches. Shot by Cooper in the lane is good as Ross Cooper cuts from left to right, gets the pass, ties it at 19, 11-32 left to go in the first half. Down to the baseline with the basketball is Ziegler. Ziegler picks up his dribble. He comes back over to Seth Curran. Curran in between the circles. He passes left side over to Pierce. Pierce to Dommy. Dommy against Feenstra. Shot no good. But there for the putback is Kyle Pierce. Pierce with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders trail it 21-19. Dort College will have a couple of new players checking into the ballgame. Dropping it off. Left side is Feenstra. Feenstra in the lane. His shot is good. Taylor Feenstra with 8 first half points. We're tied at 21 all. 10:55 remaining in the first half. Concordia basketball. This is Seth Curran. Curran down to the baseline. Curran gives it back over to Jake Hornick. Hornick into the corner. Ziegler. Ziegler three. Good. Eli Ziegler, 5 points. I remember watching him as a freshman, and I thought, he's got a little bit of a hitch in his three-point shot. Wasn't sure how that would turn out. Still has the hitch in his three-point shot, but he has basically beat himself into being a good shooter, and he has makes nearly 50% of his three-point shots, so hitch or no hitch, he's making buckets. Left side it goes to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra with 10 first-half points, and the defenders right now, though, trading threes for twos, and that is translated into the Concordia Bulldogs, making up a 5-point difference, and they lead 24-23. Pass goes left side, Ziegler. Ziegler gives it up left side. Three-pointer no good by Kyle Pierce. Here comes Dort College. Right side, Winterfeld. He'll pull it from three. Long range, plants it, no good. Rebound taken down by Hornick. Jake Hornick gets it away to Seth Curran. Seth Curran out front with the basketball, guarded by Henriksen. Gets a screen from Dommy. Pass comes back out front to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler on the left wing. Comes back outside. Wing jumper three is good for Kyle Pierce. Pierce with a second three. He's got 8 points. And the defenders trail at 27-23. Henriksen with the basketball. We have not had a stoppage in play since the Dort College timeout. Dort College was waiting to get O'Donnell in almost immediately after the timeout. Pass comes right side, Terpstra. Terpstra three, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Feenstra. Feenstra shot up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College's baseball game with Sterling has just gone final. The defenders lose a 5-2 decision after being tied 2-2 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Free throw by Feenstra hangs on the rim and falls through. Tough way for the Dort College baseball team to start the season. Played a Sterling team that is now 11-1, and Dort College was in the ball game in all four contests in the sixth inning or later. First free throw by Feenstra, good. He's got 11 points. This is as active and productive as Feenstra has been on the offensive end in a while. That's good to see. He's got 12 first-half points. Feenstra checks out of the basketball game. Van Langen checks in. Dort College trails 27-25. 27-25, our score. Concordia basketball, Reimers. Reimers with it out front to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler passes right side to Johnstone. Johnstone gives it up to Shuck. Shuck, left side Ziegler. Under 9 minutes to go in the half. They feed it down low, comes back to Folkerts. Folkerts gives it up, Ziegler. Ziegler with it on the wing. Ziegler passes it off to Folkerts. Folkerts jams it home. He's got four. Folkerts makes it a 29-25 ball game. O'Donnell with the basketball, picks up his dribble, looking, gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen down to the baseline. Henriksen in traffic. His shot is good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points, and the defenders trail 29-27. 29-27, our score, Ziegler. Ziegler passes right side, Johnstone. Johnstone gives it up left wing to Tanner Shuck. Johnstone with it on the left side, back over to Shuck. Shuck from the hip, his three, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell quickly up the floor over the basketball. Hesitates on the right wing, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen swiped at it by Shuck. Henriksen still has it. Henriksen in traffic, lost it on the way up, picked up by Clay Reimers. Reimers comes away with a loose basketball. Here comes Concordia. Ziegler passes right side, comes back over to Shuck. Shuck with it, back over to Ziegler. Ziegler, three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Reimers. Reimers off of the glass, good. Clay Reimers with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 31-27. Brunsting passes left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it up, blocked by Folkerts. He gets about two or three of those per game as well. Pass right side to Reimers. Reimers with the slam dunk. Clay Reimers with 4 points. One on a putback, another on a slam dunk. And the Concordia Bulldogs take a 33-27 lead with 7:12 remaining in the first half of this contest. Back with more after this timeout, Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass goes right side over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, gives it to Brunsting off the dribble. His shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Reimers. Reimers with the basketball. He passes it up to Seth Curran. Curran comes back over to Reimers. Reimers gives it to Shuck. Shuck with the basketball. Shuck working. Back over to Johnston. Back over to Shuck. Shuck gives into the left corner, Curran. Shot off balance is up and good. And Reimers right now, a matchup problem. He's got six. Off of the bench, the freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska. Pass goes right side, and Reimers tracks after it. Saves it and gets it away to Folkerts. Folkerts from the basketball gives it up to Curran. Dort College on the short end of an eight-point difference right now, 35-27. Ball tipped and controlled by Dort College. Coming away with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat, drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders end the run by Concordia. Concordia that on a 6-0 run. Dort College stops it. Dort College trails by six now, 35-29. 5:50 remaining, Concordia basketball, first half of action. The Concordia Bulldogs have it right side. This is Tanner Shuck. Shuck with the basketball. Shuck gets the return pass. He'll put up a three, no good. Rebound cleared by Folkerts. Folkerts with a two-point basket. He's got six. 37-29. O'Donnell gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld against Reimers. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball up the floor. This is Curran. Curran on the wing. Curran back over to Reimers. Reimers swiped at by Winterfeld. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Concordia basketball. Winterfeld will check out of the basketball game. O'Donnell will check in. our score. Concordia inbounding underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass goes out front. This is Tanner Shuck. Over to Reimers. Reimers, does he have the hot hand? He does. 9 points for Reimers. Three twos and a three, and Concordia's opened up an 11-point lead, 40-29. This is why I have felt Concordia probably, I don't want to say underachieved, but this season has not gone the way I thought it would. Alec Henriksen fouled on the play. And that is team foul number five on the team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Terpstra inbounding the basketball. This Concordia team, when they get going offensively, they can score them in a variety of ways. Shot was short, no good. Rebound cleared by Folkerts. Here comes Curran. Curran with the basketball. Curran goes left side. On the wing is Hornick. Hornick looking, goes back over to Reimers. Reimers with nine first half points. They feed it down low for Folkerts. Folkerts in traffic, lost it, now picks it up, muscles it up. 2-point basket is good. And Folkerts will go to the free throw line to try and complete the 3-point play, and Concordia has some breathing room. They lead 42-29 with 4:31 remaining in the first half. So a 3-point play opportunity on the way for Folkerts. Folkerts has shot 169 free throws this season. Now 170, has made 132. Concordia takes a 14-point lead, 43-29. They've outscored Dort College 22-8 since the 10:55 mark. 3-pointer on the way by Terpstra, no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia up the floor with it. This is Shuck. Shuck on the right elbow. Shuck over to Folkerts. Folkerts with the ball. Folkerts gives it up to Hornick. In traffic. Ball is stripped. Folkerts had it. And stepping out of bounds was Clay Reimers. Dami will check into the game. Checking out will be Folkerts. So Chandler Folkerts checks out of the basketball game with 4:06 remaining. First half of play. Dort College needs to trim this down under 10 before the half comes to a close. Pass goes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it at the top of the key. Comes back right side. Henriksen, they face guard him. He catches the ball, and immediately there's somebody right on him. O'Donnell back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, three too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Bulldog basketball bringing it up is Ziegler. Ziegler goes left side. Three on the way is up and down for Shuck. Train is rolling right now for the Bulldogs. They lead at 46-29, a 17-point ball game. Concordia leading. Pass goes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell has it tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It will be Concordia basketball. Feenster checks out. Bussard checks in. Concordia with the basketball, bringing it up is Ziegler. Ziegler in between the circles out front. He passes to Dami. Dami 25 feet from the hoop. Bussard won't leave the lane against him. Pass goes to Hornick. Hornick on the right side, guarded by Henriksen. Hornick on the right side, uses up his dribble, tries to pass down low. Reimers gets it to Dami, and Dami is fouled on the play on the help defense by Brunsting. Chandler Brunsting whistled for the personal foul. Dami will go to the free throw line. He's got five first half points, and Concordia leads at 46-29. Two free throws on the way for Dami. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by C&H, Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Domi makes both free throws. He has 7 first-half points. He's already a point better than his 6.1 points per game average. York College on the other end, missed shot in the lane. Rebound cleared by Ziegler. Concordia threatening to blow this wide open. Domi unable to corral the pass. Here comes York College. Into the front court is Henriksen. Henriksen with it. He'll drive right side. Shot partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Domi after it was blocked by Hornick. Concordia back the other way. Tanner Shuck pulls up on the right wing. Back over to Hornick. Hornick 3. Pretty free and easy right now. And Hornick's 3-point basket is good. He's got 6. 51-29. Concordia playing with a lot of confidence, and when you do that, things get a little easier and you rely on your training and your practice, and that time Hornick just pulled it from about 21 feet and knocked it down. Pass goes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Brunsting shot short, no good. Rebound taken on by Terpstra. Goes into the corner O'Donnell. O'Donnell's going to drive to the hoop, and a foul on the play called on Hornick. Hornick whistled for the personal, his second. And Brunsting will check out of the basketball game. Throwing the ball in will be Ross Cooper for Dort College. Inbounding Cooper. Cooper gets it out front to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell off balance shot, no good. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to be on the defenders. And I believe that's going to go on O'Donnell. And it is. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. And free throws on the way for Concordia's Tanner Shuck, who's 31-38 this season from the free throw line. So 2 free throws for Shuck, the 6'4 freshman from Grand Island, Nebraska. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Shuck makes both free throws. He's got 5, and the Bulldogs lead at 53-29, 1:29 remaining in the first half. Terpstra with the basketball. Comes back to Cooper. Cooper right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell thought about the 3, decides against it. Comes back over to Cooper, and Cooper's going to be called for traveling. Well, if Dort College doesn't get something figured out here soon, this is going to be a long bus ride home. 1:19 remaining. Best thing about this half will be that it comes to an end. Defenders trailing 53-29. They'll have about 15 minutes to try and get some things figured out at halftime. Ball deflected by O'Donnell. That's his 3rd steal of the first half. It's about the only bright spot so far. That and Feenstra's early offensive outburst. Henriksen driving in with the right hand. His shot no good. Fouled before the shot, though. Foul called on Tanner Shuck is his 1st. Chandler Folkerts will check into the basketball game for Concordia. Domi will check out. Just under a minute to go. Seth Curran checking into the game as well. Hornick will check out. So free throw and inbounding the basketball will be O'Donnell. That was the last foul for Concordia to give. Pass goes into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra misses the 3. No good. It has been a tough go, but here in the first half offensively for the defenders. Trailing 53-29. Concordia has the basketball as they cleared the rebound. They look down low. Instead, they go to Ziegler. Ziegler on the right wing. Ziegler, left side it goes. 3 on the way from the wing. Up, good. Tanner Shuck with 8. It's 56-29. 28 seconds and counting, first half. Out front. Henriksen. Henriksen goes over to Terp. Terp into the lane. Over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 3 on the way. No good. Rebound tapped by Bussard. Controlled by Concordia. Concordia, Seth Curran. Curran on the left side. Curran's ball. Well, he tried to pass it, and it was tipped by Henriksen. Concordia comes up with the basketball. Ziegler with it on the right side. Step back 3. Up. No good. Rebound cleared by Cooper. That's the end of the half. Concordia 56, Dort College 29. Concordia ends the first half on a 35-8 run over the final 10:55 of the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Well, if you're a Dort College fan, not much good to tell you here at halftime. Positives, Dort College had this tied at 5-7, 19-21. 21-21 tie came at the 10:55 mark, and from there it was all Concordia. They score 35 points over the final 10:55 of the first half. They limit Dort College to 8, and they open up a 56-29 advantage at halftime in this men's GPAC basketball game. The Dort College defenders 12 of 32 from the floor, 3 for 10 on threes, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Comes out to 38% from the field, 30% from the three-point line, and 100% on free throws, just haven't shot nearly enough of them. Concordia, 21 of 32 from the floor, 66%, 8 of 14 from the three-point line, 57%, 6 for 7 on free throws, 86%. Those percentages will get you in trouble defensively. Dort College, 6 turnovers, Concordia, 6 turnovers. Rebounding, Concordia, 21, Dort College, 10. Taylor Feenster leads the way for Dort College with 12 points on 5 of 6 shooting. 5 points for Alec Henriksen, 6 for Marcus Winterfeld, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell, Ross Cooper, and Zach Bussard. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 9 for Chandler Folkert, 7 each for Justin Dami and Eli Ziegler, 8 for Tanner Schuck, 2 for Seth Curran, 8 for Kyle Pierce, 9 for Clay Reimers, and 6 for Jake Hornick for their total of 56 points. Seth Curran leads all players with 6 rebounds. Chandler Folkerts has 3 for the defenders. Ross Cooper has 3 defensive rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell has 4 steals. Terpstra, that's Alex Terpstra, has a pair of assists. Dort College trails at halftime 56-29. Back with the look at other scores from around the GPAC right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Earlier today, the Dort College men's volleyball team loses to Ottawa 3-0. Baseball on the short end of a couple of games with Sterling at Sterling, 5-4 and 5-2. Track and field underway. GPAC championships taking place at the Rec Center in Sioux Center. That will go until, I would imagine, about 9 o'clock this evening. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at GPAC halftime scores that we can track down right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Taking a look at scores from the conference. And trying to track down that Midland-Morningside contest. Doesn't look like I have a score on that one yet. We'll see if I can get it while I give you the other ones. Barcliff over Hastings at half, 41-23. And it is Doan over Mount Marty, 39-28 at the half. Morningside and Midland, no report on that score so far. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 48-41, it looks like Morningside leads Midland. That is in the first half. So those are the halftime scores, or near halftime. Morningside 48, Midland 41, Doan 39, Mount Marty 28, Concordia 56, Dort College 29, Briarcliff 41, Hastings 23. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of action from the Walls Arena on the campus of Concordia University right after this. You're in the- Dort College going to the bench to start the second half of play. There are 5 on the floor right now. Taylor Feenstra, Mark Baker, Danny Voss, Sean Broker, and Taylor Miedema. Dort College over the basketball after the missed shot. Here comes Danny Voss with it on the right side. Voss over to Miedema. Miedema sets, fires 3. Too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's cleared by Concordia. Loose basketball. Miedema tries to save it over to Mark Baker, and Miedema unable to keep it in play as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with it into the front court. This is Seth Curran. Curran across the timeline. Curran in between the circles. He passes left side. Goes into the corner. Ziegler. Ziegler 3, no good. Rebound taken down by Baker. Baker over to Voss. Voss into the front court. Danny with it. Danny Voss gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Miedema. Miedema with the basketball. Miedema gives it up. Broker. Broker with it on the right side. He goes to Baker. Baker at the free throw line, drives in. His off-balance shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenster. Feenster is going to be called for a push. So for those of you who are just joining me, the first half did not go well. That's an understatement. 56-29 at the half. Stands 59-31 right now with 18:30 remaining in this contest. With it out front is Tanner Shuck. Shuck with the basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler has the basketball out front. Pass goes into the right corner. They give it back over to Tanner Shuck. Shuck to Curran. Curran drives in among the trees, and he is hacked on the arm. Foul called against the Dort College defenders. It will be Concordia basketball as they inbound the basketball. Inbounding will be Johnstone. Johnstone with it on the right corner. Johnstone drives in, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. It's going to go on Baker. That's number one on, beg your pardon, that's number two on Mark Baker. So Broker had a two-point bucket for the defenders so far. That's the only scoring in the second half for Dort College. Getting free underneath is Ziegler for a two-point bucket. Eli Ziegler with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 61-31. Voss into the front court over to Miedema. Miedema gives it up Baker. Baker over to Broker. Broker to Miedema. Miedema with it deep in the left corner. He gives it up under to Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 14 points. So free throw on the way for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra's free throw is up and good. Feenstra with 15, and the Dort College defenders trail 61-34. Dort College trying to get just a measure of respectability back in this one. Mark Baker whistled for his third personal foul. 17:33 remaining. Inbounding the basketball is Chris Johnstone. Johnstone gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler with it. Ziegler, they drop it off and down low for Folkerts. Folkerts reverse layup good. Chandler Folkerts with 11 points. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Here's Ziegler. Ziegler with it at the top of the key. His three is good. Eli Ziegler with 10 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 64-34. Into the front court with the basketball is Miedema. Miedema looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Baker. Baker back over to Miedema. Miedema in traffic. His 10-footer is good. Taylor Miedema with a two-point basket. He makes it 64-36. Dort College behind. Concordia basketball. Bulldogs have it. Curran. Curran right side. Ziegler. Ziegler three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra to Broker. Broker into the front court. Broker will bring it up the floor. Broker stops. Puts up the shot in traffic. Good. Broker with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail 64-38. And there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 16:33 remaining. Back with more in a moment. Pass goes over to Dammy. Dammy with the basketball. Dammy gets it back over to Johnstone. Johnstone right side to Tanner Shuck. Shuck with it on the right wing. He comes back over to Dammy. Dammy trying to back his way in against Bussard. Bussard trying to hold his ground against the senior. He gives it up over to Hornick. Hornick's shot in the lane is good. Jake Hornick with 2 points in the second half. He's got 8 for the ball game. Dort College on the offensive end. Danny Voss. Voss gives it up out front, and we have a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Dammy. 66-38, Concordia in front. Tanner Shuck will check out of the ball game. Reimers checks back in. Throwing it in will be Danny Voss. Voss over the top, gets it to Broker. Broker with a basketball. Broker is going to try to take Reimers off the dribble. Broker from straight on. His shot is good. Sean Broker with 6 points. Dort College trails 66-40. Pass left side. This is Ziegler. Ziegler driving in. Shot is blocked. And the foul is going to go on Mark Baker. Baker picks up his fourth personal with 15:39 remaining. Free throws on the way for Eli Zegler. Zegler whistled for his, will go to the free throw line for two free throws. He's got 11 points as he makes the first one. Another one on the way. 67-40, pending another free throw. That one's up and good as well, so Zegler makes them both, 68-40. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin and Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Broker off the dribble. Fade away from 15, straight on is good. Sean Broker with 8 second-half points, and the defenders trail 68-42. 68-42 our score, 15-15 remaining, driving in, and we've got a charging foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Hornick. Josh Casemeyer is going to check into the basketball game. So Josh checks in. Checking out will be Zach Bussard. 70-42 our score, Concordia leading. Danny Voss with the basketball, passes over to Baker. Baker has it tipped away from behind and now stolen by Concordia. Driving in is Hornick. Hornick, layup good. Jake Hornick with 10 points now. Concordia leads 72-42, 14:54 remaining in the ballgame. Three-pointer on the way by Sean Broker. They'll wave off the three-pointer and say that there was an illegal screen called on the defenders and Casemeyer. Casemeyer whistled for the personal, and for Josh, that's number one. 14:48 remaining in this contest. Concordia basketball. Hornick. Hornick passes over to Reimers. Reimers with the basketball gives it up Johnstone. Johnstone drives to the left basket. His layup is good. Johnstone with two. It's 74-42. 74-42 our score. Casemeyer goes over to Miedema. Miedema in traffic. Nothing there. Comes back out front to Terpstra. Terpstra, high post. Casemeyer. Casemeyer fading away. His hook shot hangs on the rim and falls through. So Casemeyer with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 74-44. 14 minutes remaining in regulation. Johnstone driving in, drops it off for Dami. Dami, two-point basket, good. 9 points for Dami. Danny Voss passes right side over to Miedema. Miedema down to the baseline. Miedema passes it off to Broker. Broker down to the baseline. Lays it up with the right hand, good. Sean Broker with 10 points. Dort College trailing 74-46. 74-46 our score. Left side, Johnstone. Johnstone feeds it underneath Dami. Dami puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, and now a reaching foul called on Sean Broker. Reimers will shoot a 1-1 here. Clay Reimers with 9 points. New player checking in for Concordia, that's Cordell Gillingham. So the 1-1 on the way for Reimers. It's up and good. Reimers with 10. And another one on the way. 77-46, Concordia in front. 78-46, Concordia leading. Into the front court with it is Danny Voss. Voss passes right side over to Miedema. Miedema tries to pass it underneath to Casemeyer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Beg your pardon, it'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Danny Voss. Voss triggering right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Casemeyer. Casemeyer with it. Casemeyer back over to Voss. Voss looks down low for Casemeyer. Casemeyer against Dami. Casemeyer off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Reimers. Here comes Concordia. Concordia basketball, Brevin Sloop with it. Pass comes right side. They look down low. That's Gillingham feeding it down low, taken away by Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss to Terpstra. Terpstra three, no good. And the ball goes up and over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Busser checks in. Casemeyer will check out. Josh Casemeyer checks out of the ball game, and we have a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College used that timeout for a little break, and they're going to ride with the reserves for a while longer. Pass goes out front with the basketball. Reimers. Loose basketball, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. No, it's last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball, beg your pardon. The Dort College defenders trying to keep this one or get this one back to respectability, trailing 78-46. Miedema passes over to Broker. Broker's had the hot hand here in the second half. Miedema puts up a long three, missed it, no good. Rebound short, taken away by Reimers. Reimers with a basketball. Reimers gets it away to Brevin Sloop. Sloop passes left wing. This is Willingham. No, Dommy. Dommy back to Sloop. Sloop with a basketball. Suffice it to say there are players on the floor tonight that are today I didn't anticipate seeing this early in the basketball game for both teams. Sloop will put up the 15-footer. It's good. Brevin Sloop with a two-point basket, 80-46. And on the other end, Zach Bussard races up the floor, gets rewarded with a pass, and he knocks down the shot. He's got 4 points. Dort College trailing 80-48. On the right side with the basketball is Concordia's Cordell Gillingham. Now Dommy back to Gillingham. Gillingham with the basketball, 11-11 remaining. Pass goes left side, Reimers. Reimers to Dommy. Dommy working against Bussard. Shot no good. Rebound fought for and cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra to Broker. Broker stops and throws it behind Danny Voss. And Dort College thought that the ball was tipped. It was not. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back. Concordia working it down low. Shot from the paint by Pierce is good. Pierce with 10 points. And the Bulldog lead is 82-48. And a foul called away from the basketball. Foul's called on the Bulldogs and Clay Reimers. Reimers whistled for his first personal foul. Danny Voss will inbound the basketball. Voss throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Baker comes in with his four fouls. Terpstra gives it up to Miedema. Miedema with the basketball back over to Voss. Voss puts it on the deck. Double team. Passes it out to Terpstra. Terpstra off of the window. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Now a foul called on Zach Bussard. That's going to be number three on Bussard. And we'll walk the other way and shoot some free throws. Shooting the free throws will be Clay Reimers. Reimers with 11 points so far. Now 12 as he makes the front end of the 1-1. Team foul number 9 already on the defenders in this half. So nearly the double bonus for Concordia midway through second half of basketball. 84-248, and it appears Dort College is going to go with the reserves for the entire second half. Terpstra with the basketball on the left wing. Goes over to Danny Voss. Voss gives it up. Bussard. Bussard. Baker. Baker. Three too strong. No good. Fight for the basketball, and Bussard goes down hard. And Zach Bussard will be attended to. Coach Ross Dalma up off of the bench quickly. Bussard went down and hit the floor hard. Josh Casemeyer is going to check into the basketball game for Dort College. Bussard, I'm not sure what contacted the floor first. Certainly I'm hoping it wasn't, I'm hoping it might be an elbow or shoulder. And the Concordia trainer will come over and attend to him, and he will bring him over to the bench, and the Concordia trainer will stay with him. So it will be Concordia basketball. Well, it was good to see Buss get up off of the floor and walk off of the floor under his own power, but he landed with a sharp knock to the floor and did not move immediately. Not sure if he was out cold or not, but as it is, he's being attended to by the training staff. Concordia basketball leading 84-48, 9:40 remaining. Danny Voss strips it away from Chris Johnstone. Sador College will defend on the inbounds pass. Pass out front, and both teams playing reserves for a lot of minutes here in the second half. Concordia has brought a reserve in as well off of the bench. Shot no good on the three-pointer. Rebound cleared by Casemeyer. Gets it ahead to Broker. Broker with the basketball. Sean with it. Sean shovels it back over to Casemeyer. Casemeyer with the basketball. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra's shot is good. Alex Terpstra knocks down the three. His first of the ball game. Dort College trails 84-51. 9 minutes remaining in this one. Concordia basketball. This is Zach Friel. Friel hands it off to Sloop. Back into the corner, Johnstone. Johnstone, three, good. Johnstone with five. It's 87-51. Concordia rolling away with this one. Casemeyer hook shot in the lane, rolls it in. So Case with a couple. He's got four. And the defenders trail 87-53. 87-53. This one went sideways the last 7 or 8 minutes of the first half. And now Concordia. They've got Friel with a putback. The end result of this one, not in doubt. Just trying to get to the end of it right now, it appears. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra over to Baker. Baker with the basketball out front. And Baker is held on the play by Chris Johnstone. Johnstone whistled for the personal foul. Danny Voss and Alex Terpstra will check out of the basketball game. Ross Cooper is in along with Taylor Miedema. Pass goes into the corner. Baker. Baker lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Friel. Friel passes it ahead to Riley Techmeyer. Riley Techmeyer passes left side. Three on the way is up and down. Three-point basket for Gillingham. Gillingham with the triple. Concordia leads 92-53. 92-53, Broker over to Baker. Baker left side, intended for Cooper from Miedema. Cooper comes up with a loose basketball. Broker looking for a ball screen. Gets one, drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Shot no good. And a blocking foul called on Techmeyer. And Broker will go to the free throw line. And Sean Broker will shoot two free throws. Broker with 10 points this evening, or this afternoon, I should say. So two free throws on the way for the sophomore from Ripon, California. Broker's first free throw, no good. He's got another one on the way, 92-53. Second free throw on the way for Broker. This one's up, and that one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Bulldog basketball, Riley Techmeyer. Techmeyer passes left side over to Johnstone. Driving in, Johnstone's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Broker. Broker with the basketball. Broker drives into the lane, draws some contact, takes it up strong, and he is fouled on the play. And Sean will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. 92-53, our score, Dort College. Trailing with 7:17 remaining in regulation. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Broker. Broker 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way for Broeker. Trying to knock down his first free throw of the day. This one's up, and that one's good. So Broeker makes one of two. He's got 11 points. And the defenders trail 92-54, 7:13 remaining. With it on the right side, they come back over to Johnstone. Johnstone to Friel. Friel unable to knock down the shot. Here comes Dort College and Miedema. Miedema on the left side. He'll put up the wing jumper, and it's good. Taylor Miedema with 5 second-half points. Defenders trail 92-57. 6:50 and counting. Ball game. Left side pass. This is Sloop. Sloop to Friel. Friel passes right side. Gillingham. Gillingham with the right hand. Good. Cordell Gillingham with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 94-57. Miedema driving in. Stops. Nothing there. Hesitates. Now kicks it back over to Cooper. Cooper wing three. No good. Rebound taken on by Baker. Baker back over to Cooper. Hesitates. Drives in. Drops it off. Four. Casemeyer. Casemeyer unable to hang on to the basketball. And here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. 6:13 remaining. Pass comes right side. This is Sloop. And we'll have five new players into the game for the Dort College defenders. So wholesale changes. To the free throw line will be Brevin Sloop. 6:09 remaining, 94-57. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Taylor Miedema will check out of the ballgame along with Cooper, Broeker, Casemeyer, and Baker. Winterfeld, Voss, Henriksen, O'Donnell, and Feenstra on the floor for the defenders. So free throws on the way. The second free throw for Sloop is up and good. So he makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders bring the basketball into the front court. They give it underneath to Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. He's got 17. 95-59. Pass right side. They get it over to Joseph Victorian. Left side pass to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. He passes left side over to Sloop. Sloop with it. Sloop to Victorian. Victorian drives in. His layup is good. 97-59, Concordia leading. Like I said earlier, the end of this one, the outcome of this one, not in doubt. From about the 5-minute mark of the 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Driving in over the right hand, and the layup is good for Cordell Gillingham. Gillingham able to get to the rim. Pass goes left side. That's Henriksen. Henriksen to Feenstra. Feenstra with the right hand. It's good. Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Feenstra now with 19. Out front with the basketball is Sloop. Sloop with it at the free throw line. His pass tip taken by Friel. Comes back over to Sloop. Sloop right side. Gillingham. Gillingham with the basketball. Gillingham back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer drives in over the right hand. Left side shot no good. But the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. Winterfeld, Feenstra, Voss check out. Van Langen, Terpstra, Brunsting check in. Looking for the pass is Sloop. Sloop to Gillingham. Gillingham guarded there by Terpstra. Pass goes left side. Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. Pass comes right side over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer feeds it down low. Gillingham. Gillingham against Terpstra. Drops it off for Friel. Taken away by Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with another steal. They pass it ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen layup good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. He's got 7. Dort College trails 97-61. 4 minutes remaining in the contest. Pass goes left side over to Friel. Friel looking for the pass down low, and it's tipped away by Van Langen. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball. They get it into the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Henriksen. Henriksen to Terpstra. Terpstra off balance. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Van Langen. Gets his own shot by his own miss back. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line now for a three-point play opportunity. So we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Concordia, back with more. Dort College inbounding when we're back in a moment.
You're investing in your future with an education from...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders actually not inbounding, but a three-point play opportunity here for Van Langen. Van Langen's free throw is up and good. And Josh, now 40 of 74 from the free throw line this season, getting to the point where we can say he is well above 50%. Dort College trailing 97-64, 3:30 remaining. Ball thrown away by the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College will get it back, inbounding on the sideline, Concordia. Pass goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it left side. Comes over and missed shot. Victorian comes away with a rebound. Victorian passes left side. This is Techmeyer. Techmeyer with a basketball. Techmeyer, the younger brother of Ryan Techmeyer, who's a senior at Morningside College. Pass goes right side. Friel. Friel with it on the baseline. Friel, nothing there. Comes back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Friel. Friel, shot no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen goes ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting with it at the top of the key. Brunsting tries to fire it through the lane, and it's tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Henriksen checks out of the ball game. Broker checks in along with Voss, and Terpstra will check out of the basketball game. Danny Voss will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell goes up with it, gets the shot to go. He's got four. Dort College trails 97-66. Ross Cooper is going to check in at the next break. Concordia basketball, left side, Gillingham. Gillingham to Victorian, and the ball is kicked by O'Donnell. Concordia will inbound the basketball in front of their bench. Van Langen checks out. O'Donnell checks out. And the Bulldogs will throw it in on the sideline, Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets the ball in gets the return pass now. 2:22 remaining. Pass goes left side down to the baseline, Techmeyer. Techmeyer out front. It comes to Gillingham. Gillingham to Techmeyer, five to shoot. Pass comes back right side, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound Cooper. Cooper with the basketball for Dort College. Ross into the front court, passes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it back to Voss. Voss comes back left side, Brunsting. Brunsting kick out pass to Broker. Broker 15 footer left baseline shot, no good, but he's hit on the play. And Sean Broker will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. He's 1 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points, all of them here in the second half. 99-68 our score. So free throws on the way for Broker. This one's up and good. Broker, another free throw on the way. This one's up and that one's no good. And loose basketball saved in. Broker comes away with it. Off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound by Casemeyer, his shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia, this is Victorian. Victorian with it on the right wing. Victorian gets the return pass over to Friel. 1:30 remaining in this one. 90 seconds left to go before Dort College can get on the bus and take the 3-hour and 15-minute trip back to Sioux Center. With it on the right side is Voss after the missed shot. He shovels it back to Broker. Broker beyond the three-point line comes back over to Voss. Voss at the free throw line. Voss, nothing there. Comes back over to Broker. 1 minute remaining in this contest. Dump it down low, intended for Casemeyer. It's tipped and controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball on the right side with it is Victorian. Victorian with it. Pass left wing. This is Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. 18 to shoot. Under 50 seconds left to go. Friel squares up. 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Brunsting. Brunsting goes right side over to Voss. Voss to Casemeyer. Casemeyer, hook shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's a tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball. 35.7 seconds left in this one. Dort College is going to slip to 14 and 16 and 5 and 13 in the conference. Concordia is going to move to 10 and 8 and 21 and 9. Danny Voss will inbound the basketball. Voss gets it into Cooper. Cooper, two-point basket, good. He's got four. 99 to 68. Concordia will walk it up. 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Victorian over the basketball. He gives it up. That's Sloop. Sloop to Gillingham. Gillingham with it on the right wing. Gillingham stops. Feeds it back outside. This is Sloop. Shot blocked by Broker. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Ahead to Miedema. Miedema with the left hand. Missed it. Shot no good. And Gillingham comes away with the rebound, and that's our final. Concordia 99. Dort College 71. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Concordia defeats Dort College 99-71. Halftime score was 56-29. Concordia outscores Dort 43-42 in the second half of this one. Dort College 30 of 65 from the floor, 46%, 5 for 19 from the three-point line, 26%, 6 for 10 from the free throw line, 60%. For Concordia, 37 of 64 from the floor, 58%, 12 of 25 from the three-point line, 48%, 13 of 15 from the free throw line, 87%. Concordia out rebounds Dort College, 36-28. Dort College, 13 turnovers. Concordia had 11. The defenders were led by Taylor Feenstra's 19 points, 8 for 9 from the floor. Sean Broker had 12 points. He was 5 of 6 from the floor. Alec Henriksen ended with 7. Andrew O'Donnell had 4. Marcus Winterfeld had 6. Alex Terpstra, 3. Ross Cooper had 4. Josh Van Lingen had 3. Taylor Miedema had 5. Josh Casemeyer had 4. Zach Bussard had 4. Leading rebounder for the defenders was Ross Cooper with 5. For the Bulldogs, they were led by Eli Ziegler with 14, 11 each for Tanner Shuck and Chandler Folkerts, 9 for Justin Dammy, 2 for Seth Curran, 3 for Brevin Sloop, 5 for Chris Johnstone, 10 for Kyle Pierce off of the bench, 7 for Cordell Gillingham, 2 for Joe Victorian, 13 for Clay Reimers, 10 for Jake Hornick, and 2 for Zach Friel for their total of 99. Concordia was led in rebounding by Clay Reimers with 7, Seth Curran had 6, Eli Ziegler had 6 assists, and Seth Curran had 5. Coach Ross Dahma has made his way out of the locker room, and the Dort College defenders, not the way you want the regular season to come to a close. And, Coach, for about an eight-minute span in the late in the first half, Concordia took control of this one. And after that, frustration, obviously, disappointed with some effort. And in the second half, I thought the guys that played hard. And I guess if we're going to take away a bright spot, that your reserves came in and gave the effort that you probably desire from everyone from the get-go.
Mike, the first 7-8 minutes of the game were all right. Then Concordia started playing a little bit harder, pressuring us, and you know, we really didn't want anything to do with it. There were 38 possessions in the first half. We stopped them all but 12 times. So that was disappointing. And then our last 17 possessions of the first half, we only scored on one of those, and we didn't get any offensive rebounds. It was an effort thing, and we were down 27 at halftime. We have a good group that on the scout team that works hard every day. You got to give them a chance and see what they could do. And they played pretty well at the start. And I'm happy for guys like Josh Casemeyer, Sean Broker, Danny Voss. I think they came out, but I'm going to miss some names there, but they came out and they played hard and they competed. And that's what we need to have. And it's frustrating for them because they really get pounded on in practice by the first group at times, and they can become demoralized, but they haven't. And so today was the day to reward them for their work. And the first group, yeah, it's just disappointing with what took place there the last 8-9 minutes of the first half. I mean, we are playing a team who right now is really good as anybody in the league, but you got to fight back a little bit more. And really wasn't trying to send a message or playing mind games, not into that. You know, that's not how we do things. It was just simply a matter of fact of the effort isn't good enough. Let's give some guys who haven't played quality minutes a chance to play. And I was pleased with what that group did.
Taylor Feenster probably is active offensively, and he showed some things. Had a hook shot going in the first half. That was refreshing to see because he had reverted to a power game almost exclusively. That was one bright spot I took away from today.
For sure, and I talked with him after the game and said, Taylor, listen, you know, didn't get many minutes in the second half. Wasn't a reflection of how you played in the first half. He was playing against an All-American, had 12 points in the first half because he was being aggressive. I thought he had a really good game on Wednesday, and I thought he followed it up with a really good game here on Saturday. So happy for him.
Got to wipe this one away pretty rapidly. It's a different ball game once you get to the postseason, obviously. It becomes less about improvements and building and more about just seeing what kind of matchup you can come up with and what problems you can present. You've got a tall task, obviously, coming up on Wednesday by going down to Briar Cliff.
For sure. And coming off a game Wednesday night where, you know, we found a way to win, we have some young guys. You'd like to see them follow up with another really good game. And going on the road twice in a week is difficult. Going on the road against a team like Concordia is even more of a challenge. I would have liked to have seen a bigger fight from us. And Wednesday night will present a big fight as well, obviously. I don't know if Briar Cliff end up winning today, Mike.
Oh, they're up by 24 okay. With 5 minutes
right.
to go.
And they're obviously playing for an outright championship today. They have five seniors who are driven at this point. Yeah, that's going to be a tough challenge for us, but it's more about what we will do in response to what transpired today that I'm more curious about than anything else.
Coach, I think I'll let you go. Not much more to say about this one, and we'll see you down in Sioux Center on Monday.
Super. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the GPAC scores from earlier today in men's play. The finals, Midland over Morningside, 85-75. Hastings was up by, Briar Cliff was up by 20-plus on Hastings with 4 minutes to go. Let's see if that one has gone final. It has. That one's 91-70, the final. And I do not have a report on the Doan contest. Now I might. It appears that the Doan College Tigers, a 102-67 win over the Mount Marty Lancers. So the final standings in GPAC men's basketball. We can finish it off. Briar Cliff's the outright champion at 14-4. There's a three-way tie for second place between Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, and Midland, all 13-5. There's a tie for fifth place. Morningside and Concordia both 10-8. Hastings is 8-10. Dort College 5-13. Doan 4-14. And Mount Marty is 0-18. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Season comes to a close for the Dort College women. Dort College men will be playing on Wednesday at Great Plains Athletic Conference champion Briar Cliff. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off at the Newman Flanagan Center. You'll be able to hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.